Hey, all you assholes, come and listen to us. It's the Keith and the Girl Show.
Hi, welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda. Welcome, everybody.
Today's guest has been featured on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Comedy Central presents. The album you want to get from Comedy Central Records is Wild Country Phoenix. Ladies and gentlemen, Casey James Salengo.
Hi, friends. It's a pleasure to be here. You have a beautiful voice, Chemda.
I was just going to say the same thing about you.
Oh, my God. Oh, thank you so much.
Maybe I'm just trying to copy yours.
Silky, smooth, mumbly, spitty, gross. A lot of people go, it sounds like I just drank a bunch of milk and then it's all just like sitting on my vocal cords.
You're such a delight. I often wonder what it's like to be you.
Oh, it's fun. No, it's scary. I'm dumb and I don't know what's going on a lot. And I'm confused all the time and the world scares me. So it's a lot going on.
Do you ever have to question, Casey, like, okay, I know I'm dumb.
Yeah.
Now, is part of that giving up? Or do I really have to acknowledge I am not going to understand the Constitution?
It's hard. Part of it's giving up. You have to know where you're intelligent. I feel like everyone has intelligence. It's just where you put it, you know? I've chosen to not learn things or read.
Okay.
And I put all my focus into, you know, performing and coming on fun podcasts with people like you. So I'm using my intelligence in a different way. I don't need to know about, you know, legislature.
Right. Do you see like an intellectual and you're like, well, I don't want to be all snotty, so I'm not going to pick up any book.
Yeah, kind of. I've been around somebody was at my friend's house and his aunt was just like spouting off all these facts. And I was like, well, you know a lot of stuff. And my friend's like, yeah, it's called intelligence. Like, I don't know. People know so many things. It's crazy.
I love how Casey puts himself in the place in the world. That's not my place.
Yeah.
Intellect is for other people. And sure. I'm going to get busy entertaining you. I mean, we always need that.
That's why I was put here today. Dance and sing.
Is it our fault or our teacher's fault? I didn't have one. I understand. I'm surprised teachers get paid so much.
Yeah.
I didn't have one that encouraged me or moved me.
I had one teacher who encouraged me, an English teacher, because I was good at English, and I got very high test scores and stuff in English. I was he tried to encourage me, but I didn't really give a shit. I was very advanced when I was younger. I was in like all the advanced classes. And I was like in like a higher reading. We'd get like colored books for what your reading level was. Right. And I was like way above most people. And then in fourth grade, I fell off a bridge onto my head. And then every year since then, I've gotten dumber and dumber. And that's probably why I'm doing comedy now.
I'm sorry. Is that really true?
It's true. Yeah.
You fell off a bridge onto your head.
It was a bridge. It was like a bridge between, so it's probably only like 10 feet off the ground. But it was a bridge between my friend's, deck in his pool.
Oh, you didn't fall, you jumped.
No, I did not jump. I was having a great time. My friend, this kid Paul, this fucking asshole, was coming across the bridge.
We should call this one Fuck Paul. But
yeah,
continue.
Fuck Paul. He goes, oh, there's a bee. You know, I was afraid of bees, you know, I'm very scared. And I started like, he was just joking, so I started freaking out. And there was no bee, and I flipped over the rope and I like scraped all the skin off my back and landed on my head, and nobody took me to the hospital or anything, so you know.
That's
country living. They just took me inside and my memories eventually started coming back. Yeah, it was rough.
Wait, did you lose your memory for a minute?
I remember as soon as I hit the ground, I remember I screamed, I can't feel anything. So like my body went numb and I didn't know who anybody was. And then like after a little while, I started like recognizing people and stuff.
After a little while,
I was at my friend's house. I think they were scared that like they didn't want to like get in trouble. So they're like, oh no, he's fine or whatever. Like they didn't. So nobody.
Did you throw up?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you break anything? Did anything bleed?
My back was like the skin was scraped off, so I was bleeding a lot from there. But other than that, I don't know. But I just I just hurt the old noggin.
How did your friends take care of you? Because I imagine they're like, keep it cool, but your back is all fucked up.
Well, they all picked me up and brought me into this room, and they're all just like, I remember I was like, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Who are you?
Yeah, and Brian's like, I'm Brian, and he's an idiot. So
now this party. How old were you at the time?
This is fourth grade. How old are you in fourth grade?
10?
Like 10.
Oh, it would be fun if it happens when you're older. Like if this happened to me now.
Yeah.
And I can go, wait, I can start over.
Yeah, right.
I don't know a Brian. Next.
It's nice. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, just like quote remember certain people and don't remember others. Like, oh, I remember you. You were always nice to me. Funny, I don't remember you.
Yeah, that's why I kind of can't wait to get Alzheimer's, because it's like, I don't know. I don't remember people now. I don't really know what's going on. And I'll finally have an excuse. I'm like, the old noggin ain't working.
Now I have to mention this. With all this said, and I honestly don't know who told me this or how it came back to me. But lately, you and your girlfriend, Courtney McGinnis, have been talking about having a baby. Has this been in jokes? Do you remember doing this?
Can we interfere somehow?
You can absolutely just block my dick from her, for sure. she's been talking about having a baby since I've known her. She's very obsessed with babies. So I'm just kind of a vessel for that. I don't even know. I'm just the man part. They'll probably kick me out of the house once the baby's there.
That is interesting. Like, you don't even know who the vessel is. She's the vessel.
I don't even know what it is. I mean, I'm the cum vessel and she's the baby vessel. But we've been taught a little bit. I don't know. It's like, you know, we're getting a little serious. We're going to lots of weddings. She wants to have a baby by the time she's 35. She's 30 now. So I've talked her into that. And she always acts like she forgot. I'm like, she's like 35. She's like 35. I'm like, we talked about this 10 times. Like, come on. I was like, I've got like $37 my name right now. I ain't having a baby. I got to get a few things moving, get some cash flow happening.
But you're still doing it. You're still doing it without a condom, thinking you can pull out. Yes.
Well, I don't pull out. She's got one of those metal things in her pussy, the IUD. Yeah. I always say UTI by accident. She's got a UTI, so that means you can fuck and it's cool. But also we've got my sperm tested before and it's very lazy. So it's probably gonna take some fertility drugs to have to make it happen.
Are you
pump
excited?
Some of those boys up.
Excited about that?
It's pretty cool that I can just kind of come wherever I want. You know, it's just like, I've been placed with this burden. So now I can just come wherever and there's no consequences. Pretty rad. When you think about it,
I am thinking of getting a vasectomy.
Really?
And especially knowing they're reversible, why not?
Yeah, sure. Do you have children?
If I did have children, not only would I get them circumcised, I'd give them a vasectomy.
That's great. That'd be at the same time.
Baby's a big decision, and I want them to have to make it.
That's smart. Yeah, while you're down there.
That's right.
I don't understand why you wouldn't, because if you're dating and, you know, for you, Casey, your girlfriend has something in there, mm-hmm, so it's set. Mm-hmm. But if you're dating and... like, I can't imagine not having control. I have control, so I don't care. But if you get someone pregnant and they're like, you know what, I'm just going to keep it, my head would explode.
That's scary.
That's so scary. Mm,
you got to be careful. Hope you're pulling out there, Keith. What are you doing? Are you using condoms?
Not only do I use condoms, I'm finding it exciting to figure out the different brands, the super thins, thin and studded, the Christmas lights attached. A lot of stuff is out there. That's great. Know?
What's your favorite?
Right now, this brand called Skin, SKYN.
Yes, I've seen Skin before.
Yeah, and it is better without it, sure. But, you know, when it comes to disease and babies, it's pretty cool with those two.
You don't want diseases. Everyone, you know, it's like, what is it? Like half the people have herpes in New York City?
I looked it up. It's everybody.
Everybody's got it. Yeah, it's wild. Everybody.
A couple people lying on our forums with our latest poll.
Yeah, sure.
By the way, you of course went through dating phases. This is what I'm going through now. Mm-hmm. What's the most women you've ever juggled at once? Even if you're being honest.
It was like I had like five at one time that I was, because I didn't really know what I was doing. I was in a 5-year relationship. And then I just started, like, I got on the apps, I started dating, and it's like, oh, you're going to, and then it's like, it's a lot of work. And it was, I didn't really know how to break things off with people. I had a problem where it's like, I was just out of a relationship. So I was like, boyfriendy. I don't know how to like not be boyfriendy. I can't be like, cold. I'm always like very snuggly and affectionate and stuff like that. So people are like, what the fuck? Why are you like, you're acting like this is going somewhere. I'm like, yeah, I guess I don't really know how to do the cold distant thing.
But I'm like that too.
Yeah.
Where, you know, apparently I'm breaking the mold by giving us both water after
sex.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we're trying to figure out if we're a match, you're going to get the real me.
Mm-hmm.
The romantic you, because you're trying to figure out if you want to stay romantic.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
We're going to have pillow talk because this is what I would do. And I have to know if you're good at it.
Absolutely. It's fun. Are you looking to get into something? Or are you just having fun, living free?
But both. You know, you find the one, right? That would be fantastic. But in the meantime, this is just fine and fun.
You just got to have fun. Yeah. Use that skin, buddy.
Yeah.
You bought it.
Oh, I bought them.
You bought them. You got to use them.
I got a pack of 40, so.
40? God damn. It's going to be a hell of a summer, daddy.
Can't settle down anytime soon.
Sweet. Jesus. Good for you, bro. So,
somebody said, like, hey, what if, you know, we were exclusive, just you and me? And I'm like, I got two boxes left. Like, oh,
sorry, sister.
Let's talk after, and hopefully no coupons come in the mail in between, you know?
Hell yeah.
I'll start, I'll be talking to somebody, and, you know, I don't have, like, you know, my top stories per se, like I'm performing on a first date, but, you know, we all have our things where I got to go, wait a minute, did I tell you I had parents? I really forget, you know, just telling you about my life. Really, you didn't know I had a Catholic priest for a dad. You didn't know that.
Damn.
You know, or of course I told you that, you know. I got to keep a Excel spreadsheet.
It's fucking hard to do it. I used to love a first date. I was just like trying to win a woman over. That's what I've been doing my whole life, you know. So it's like I know how to, just putting work in and trying to get someone to like me is it's one of my favorite hobbies.
This is probably a dumb question. Do you miss that in any way?
No, I don't, because you know, I'm a lady now, and it's just like, it's got to be just like very tiring, right, time consuming. You know, it's, you're just trying to do too much. No thanks.
Where would you go for first date?
It's always, I would always do a bar for drinks, because it's like, some people are like, oh, why don't you get dinner? And it's like, I don't know, this is a stranger. We're not, yeah, dinner is like a big undertaking. Let's just go get a few beers, talk it out, see where it goes. It could, you know, I've gone for beers. It's gone, it's like led to going to the movies, led to like, right, just having fun doing it. So,
but do you usually start with, I have something in like an hour or two, and then you tell them that you don't?
Because you should start it all with a lie. This is
well, I usually it wasn't a lie. Usually it was, I would have a show or something. So that's a good way to be like, I have to go at this time. So it wasn't a lie, but it's good to have a time to get out, or just like, I don't know. Fuck, I was lying. Do you lie? Are you lying to women?
No, you know, I'm good. I try to keep it inexpensive, and I love the service Blue Apron. So we're cooking together. And
that's great.
It's almost like a trick. I'm getting away with something, but how beautiful what we just did.
What you a beautiful know? Trick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good for you, buddy.
Hey, what's going on? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Oh, hello there.
Hey there. It's my buddy Jerome. What's doing?
Nothing. I'm just painting some bullshit I just bought at Goodwill.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, yeah. Jerome's having an art show here in New York. Of course, he lives in Pittsburgh, longtime friend of ours.
Oh, very nice.
But look how nice already. What is he painting? Something from Goodwill.
What an
not
angle.
My house. Not somebody else's vehicle. This is great news.
Yeah, you got to learn lessons the hard way sometimes, like going to jail and a $19,000 restitution.
Jerome got picked up for graffiti. Oh, turns out they've been following him for 2 years.
Holy shit.
And they had him for how many counts of fucked up shit?
60 counts of criminal mischief. Oh, it ended up getting me a $100,000 bond on like a first time nonviolent offense.
Damn, Jerome, you got to be careful out there, brother.
Yeah, good advice, Casey.
Yeah, just paint your own house, buddy.
Well, that's the goal now. Yeah,
that's the goal now.
Actually,
Casey, is it okay? Sorry, is it okay?
Pittsburgh. What's that?
Go Sorry. For it.
Is it okay to make you feel uncomfortable, Casey?
I love it.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Jerome, isn't Casey your type?
In the fact that he openly admits that he's dumb, that's such a turn on.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Jerome.
I'm glad you know your place in the world and you embrace it. I'm right there with you, man.
Thanks, brother.
Don't you like these white trashy guys?
Oh,
like legit,
oh,
you like white
Instagram
guys.
Dedicated to like white trash dudes that I follow.
No, oh, hell yeah, that's great.
I feel like this is the coloring of your heart.
You know, I think it's interesting. I think I've gotten an attraction to wiggers, sort of, and I think it's because I grew up as a black guy and everybody's just like, oh, you act so white. And they grew up as white guys and everybody's like, oh, you act so black. So it's sort of like, I don't know, magnetism.
Well, I can't imagine you standing next to, I don't even want to say the word.
You know what I now call dumb people?
Right.
Weetards. You know, apparently you just got to watch your language a little bit.
Just add a W on it. That's fine.
I feel like also, you were raised around trailer shit, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that your thing, Jerome? What am I trying to do here?
You trying to set us up?
Those are my best friend / bully types.
Nice. I'm not a wigger in any sense, but I'll do it for you, Jerome. Whatever you want. I'll start rapping right now. What do you need from me, buddy? My girlfriend used to date, she's dated 3 different white rappers before.
Oh, God, what?
Yeah, she's made a lot of mistakes.
I know, but still.
No, there's this dude, Phil from Chico. He's like top of my list right now.
Phil from Chico. I know. Yeah, I know that. I've heard of that before. Sure. Yeah.
Are you dating now, Jerome? I feel like, I don't know if it was too long ago, where I saw some kind of message saying you're not. Like, oh, blah, 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 I got hurt. Fuck this. Fuck all men. Was this you? Am I reading right? You went through a phase of like, I'm not dating anymore.
I go through phases. Right now, I'm on Tinder. I'm talking to, actually, anytime a wigger swipes right on me, I'm just like, I fucking jackpot. I'm so bored with like conventional gay dudes who just want to have like a nice life and settle down.
Same here, brother.
Okay, and you don't pay for Tinder. You don't put 1 cent into that.
Fuck no. No way. I did for OkCupid once, and it wasn't worth it. Like, all the people who swiped on me, I was just like, well, I didn't swipe on them for a reason. So now I'm just seeing that.
Let me tell you something, Casey. Yeah. For months, mm-hmm. I did not get one match on Tinder. Really? Oh, not wow. one. Kinda said, "What's the picture you're putting up?" I said, "Who cares if it's a literal asshole?"
Yeah.
Not one.
One person to swipe. That's
do I have? Do I have the app upside down? I don't know what I'm doing wrong. It makes no sense. Okay, Cupid's going okay.
That's okay.
But
that's,
I don't get this Tinder thing.
That's sad, man.
Nobody wants the kid.
We're on an app right now.
Actually, for the stand, I came up for the "You Can't Say That," and I went on a Tinder date during that. And I really was not into it at all. So during the entire show, I'm just sitting next to this guy and he's like brushing his leg up against mine. I'm watching you guys on stage just trying to be all cool and stuff. It was during your stand-up taping, Keith.
Yeah, I noticed.
And, yeah, I was not into it at all.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. But that's a long time to hang out.
And then they made the drinks a little strong there. So by the end of the night, I was wasted unintentionally. And I just took him to his Uber and sent him on his way and then threw up in the bathroom at the bar and then totally pretended like everything was cool.
Oh, let me tell you how he was pretending. You were so ridiculous. I thought because...
Oh, yeah, I know.
I didn't know that you were drunk. And, like, I'm not used to Jerome drinking at all. Like, you know, we get stoned together or whatever. He smokes, like, all day. That I'm used to. I heard him, we got free drinks there. So all of a sudden he ordered like, what did you order? Like whiskey on the rocks or something ridiculous?
Oh, whiskey and ginger ale. Yeah, you're normal.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous for you because he's like this, he's going to get drunk after two sips. So we're driving home, Anne's driving us home. And I just think something happened and Jerome's just like mad. But then people clue me in on how drunk he is. He just is not around. Like he's there and just like... So I think he
could. Oh, yeah. I was like coming in and out.
You couldn't see light. You were hiding.
Can't see light? I've never been that drunk. That is wild.
And by the way, that thing rubbing your leg was a coat rack. Yeah, that wasn't a person.
Damn, the whole time.
You put a coat rack in an Uber.
Who did I kiss and throw into an Uber?
Boy.
And you kissed him anyway?
Yeah, whatever. You know, he was into me. So, you know, send him off with like a little parting gift, I guess.
Where did you kiss him? On the penis?
No, whatever. I wasn't. No. I'm not giving that much hope.
Okay.
That's sweet.
Well, here's something I've been learning. You know, Kate Spade, of course, killed herself. The great Anthony Bourdain surprised everybody. And by that, I mean his close friends by killing himself. And I called, but like almost joking. And by almost joking, I mean completely joking. A friend or two of mine. I'm like, yeah, so apparently you're supposed to check in. How you doing, Bob? And Bob's like, oh, I got tears in my eyes. I'm okay, though. Thanks. I'm
oh,
like,
wow. What? Wow, Keith.
Jeez. All right, so oh, just doing it.
I have a buddy a couple of months ago. He tried to hang himself.
Oh, boy.
And my response to that was just to sort of withdraw completely for months until he started liking my statuses on Instagram again. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I guess we're good again.
You're really jumping in there, Jerome, aren't you?
That's what doctors recommend. Yeah. Just avoid them at all costs.
No, I had the urge to... An ex of mine killed herself recently.
Oh, my God.
And I went on her Facebook and I left a message as if I was talking to her gravestone. And then I read it back to myself and I kept doing this as I kept crying more and more.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this is fucking intense.
Yeah.
Woo.
Wow. Yikes. How do you feel now?
It's still, you know, I'm sure you have those stages and, you know, I have to assume shock is the first one, right? So, like, at first, I just couldn't believe it. And then I'm reading this, what I wrote, and I'm like, ugh. You know? And it always sounds weird to me, because I guess you're doing it for yourself. Why do people talk to a gravestone or that kind of, unless they're doing it for likes. They're doing it, you know, for themselves to get something off their chest. But, you know, I in no way do I believe she's able to hear me or see this.
Oh, so then let me ask you the important question. How many likes did you get?
But I wrote it as if she could. She, you know, now it's just an insult to her based on how many likes.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah. One wow face. It's fucked up.
Nobody's going to know how to find it. So.
Holy shit. Oh, man.
So let me ask you, Jerome, how you doing? You killing yourself or what?
No, nice. I'm just breathing a lot more, actually. I'm trying to control my temper that I never knew I had.
And you now never knew you had a temper? I knew you had a temper.
Dude, you have a temper. I say, ooh, I was on a date. It was a fun date. You're on the forums in 2 seconds. You're going to fucking quit telling people not to that you're in love and everybody else sucks. I'm like, I don't think I said that, Jerome.
Oh, my God, Jerome.
Yeah, he gets a little violent. Yeah.
What was your last outbreak?
My last operation, it happens all the time since I cycle to work. Mm. I mean, I've gotten off of my bike and thrown it down, like ready to fight somebody.
Wow.
And, like, I've never been in a fight, and I'm 5'4", 150 pounds.
Jeez, but I could see how mad you are. Yeah. You know what? I could see you doing that, and I wouldn't come near you because even a little guy, when they're that explosive. Well, tell us about he has an art show in a friend of ours' venue, Laura Bridget from Bridget in the Squares, this Saturday that I will be at. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yes. Ever since I got in trouble for graffiti, I've just been on the path to try and do something with it. Blah, blah, blah. Good guy story. I've been showing in Pittsburgh for the last year and a half, and I'm trying to expand and see if my art is actually worth a damn outside of the city that already knows me. So Bridget had a bar, and I asked her if she could host a show of mine. So I'm bringing like 7 Pittsburgh artists with me to try and like showcase everybody. It's just going to be a party for one night, and then we break down and go back to Pittsburgh right after.
Tell us what time and where and all that stuff.
Yes, it is going to be at 7:00. There's a $10 suggestion before 9:00, $10 afterwards. This is going to be at the Footlight Bar.
Wait, you got to pay to get in, then pay to get out?
There's also going to be live music, which makes it worthwhile. And we're donating a portion of the proceeds to the Trevor Project, which is actually an organization that provides support for like LGBT youth in crisis and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be at the Footlight Bar at 465 Seneca Avenue, Queens, 11385.
That's a 2 blocks from my house.
Oh, hope we see you. So that's
great.
That's Saturday night, and Jerome's birthday is Friday. So we're also going to be celebrating his birthday on Saturday at the Footlight. So hope we see everybody there.
I saw this. There's this giant statue of Marilyn Monroe. You know, the popular horny pose.
Yeah.
You know, right? Uh-huh. She's walking over a grate in a movie, and the train's going underneath, so it blows up her dress. Uh-huh. And she's, ooh! And apparently, no man ever had a hard penis until we saw that. So it's iconic somehow. So now there's a 26-foot statue of that.
Oh, what? America, come on.
It's very high.
In Connecticut, outside, and it's on loan right now. It happens to be her ass is facing a church.
Oh boy!
I don't care about the church angle, but I completely get it. If it's a school, is it too much? To me, it's being seen, and it's too much. It's because it's so stupid.
It's so stupid. And during like a Me Too movement, it's like hey kids, here's this woman's dress coming up. We've made that iconic.
Yeah, you just see her butt and her.
They show the vagina. They screenshotted it right there. We have the technology
now. Do you have a picture?
No, I didn't want to get all excited.
Sure.
I mean, what do you pass and go, she was a beauty.
Of all statues, of all things, of all women. And I'm not saying she's, she did great things, but let's be honest. This is an actress. The end, you know, it's iconic because she was beautiful. And why are we still focused on this so hardcore?
It's very strange. These people, if you were like hot, you've lived forever. You're hot and you died. And we're like, James Dean was in like 3 movies and people are still talking about him. It's wild. He's been dead for 100 years. I don't know. It's been a long time, but it's wild. You're just hot. Like, people never forget you.
Yeah.
It's,
and if you do anything wild, just a little off, I just saw my first James Dean movie, and I was like, wow, for the time that it was at, this is a lot of emotion from a man. So I didn't know that he played such a sensitive, like, open person. I thought he was more like a bro-y guy. So that is something, you know, to be talked about, like, about history. And he was a really good actor, and he changed acting and all that stuff. And maybe she did a similar thing, but like, let's put actors where they belong. They get enough credit.
Yeah,
we don't need statues of them.
We don't need statues, folks. Let's make statues of our politicians and our humanitarians.
Nobody.
No statues.
Nobody deserves a statue.
Nobody gets a statue?
Nobody. Name one person.
Have you seen the statue of Ronaldo, where he's got a huge cock?
Oh, well, huge cocks.
It's hilarious. Yeah, it's great. It's
hilarious ones. Sure.
It's great.
Did we go from politicians to soccer players?
Sure.
Well, one I respect. Let's see, Special Services District President. She says, it's art and we don't believe it's offensive. We absolutely mean no disrespect to the church. She also notes that in Europe, it's not uncommon to see nude statues in public places, often near churches, and it's generally not an issue. generally.
Well, yeah. It's like sometimes it's a big issue. Well, Europe, you can't be. Come on, they're a bunch of sex freaks over there.
No, I get it. In Europe, underwear isn't a thing and boobs aren't a thing. And beautiful. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. They're more, you know, well-rounded about sex and talking about it and their kids and blah, blah, blah. There's no, what? Okay, let's say the church is okay with underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, take that risk with a statue.
Mm-hmm.
Then what? What are you teaching people? What's the point?
I don't know, but I like what you said about sex with kids. It should be more open about it. I agree. Like the Europeans. You heard it here. Hamna said we should be having sex with kids.
Sorry that you're not able to understand the wind.
Oh, yeah. It teaches kids about wind.
Yes. It's beautiful.
And,
it's science.
And the breaking of.
I think it's adorable.
Well, thank you, Jerome. When Kate Spade passes away.
Yeah.
And your lady friend is a fashion designer.
Yes.
Did that hit hard?
It hit her hard. She got texted, a bunch of texts. We were at lunch, actually, and she's like, why is everyone texting me? And she looked at it, and it's crazy. She said she wasn't a big fan of her purses, and she said it was very basic stuff, which is...
probably in private.
But I probably shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. But it was like very sad, and a lot of like fashion designers do kill themselves. It's a sad thing. Especially when somebody hangs themselves, that's like such a violent...
Yeah.
Way to do it. Just take some pills. I don't know. It's crazy. I guess you want. I don't know.
You heard it here first. Advice from Casey.
Take pills. It's easy. It's fun.
I see you have your way out ready.
Absolutely. I'm just waiting. I've got them.
Thought about it.
I got some of my pills in a drawer and ready to go, Dad. All right.
Hey, Casey. How you doing? Thought I'd check on you.
With
all the suicides.
Why don't you give me a call sometime, Keith?
After Anthony Bourdain's death, his works went to the top of the charts. 6 of the top 10 slots on Amazon's bestseller list went to him. Number one being a paperback updated edition of his book, Kitchen Confidential, from 2000.
Can I just point something out because of this? Can you guys not wait until I'm dead to buy my shit? I would see these numbers while I'm alive. Like right now, if you want to like get anything of mine, I'll be alive to appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, sure, when I die, buy your kid something, you know, because that's the end of it. But Jesus Christ, people.
Yeah, what the frig, guys? Come on, buy it now.
The hardcover edition placed 7th. In the top 10, his 2010 follow-up Medium Raw, A Bloody Valentine to the World of Food and the People Who Cook, was in number 5 spot. Others in the top 10, Appetites, A Cookbook, number 6. Anthony Bourdain's Les Halles Cookbook, Les number Halles. 8.
Les Halles is a restaurant, Halles, right?
A Cook's Tour. Okay. Who gives a shit?
No, I'm not
who gives a shit?
I'm being corrected, and then you're asking. Yeah. A Cook's Tour, Global Adventures and Extreme Cuisines, number 9. And then, of course, on eBay, autographed copies are going for hundreds.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
Perfect. Good idea, everybody.
Were you guys big Bourdain fans?
I'm so glad that you guys appreciate him now. Mm-hmm. No, this stuff makes me mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when musicians die and their shit goes to number 1, I get over it a day later. I'm like, that's nice to, you know, the family and everything. But, like... I get, and they got Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain. They got a lot of credit while they were alive.
Yeah.
But geez, like, just pretend that your favorite person died today and do what you were going to do tomorrow now.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's a way to live. I like that.
There's been, you know, when I was out with my tumor, I'm like, wow, I really want to have a show where it's people's funeral because people thought I was going to die and suddenly it's like, oh, hey, we appreciate you. And it's like, don't wait until I have a tumor that's taking up my whole chest.
That's great. I did that for my buddy Will. I was like, everyone was doing these like roasts and stuff. And I was like, instead of doing a roast, let's do a living funeral where you sit on stage. I printed out a big picture of him and I got him flowers. And then we all just went up and we said things that we would say at his funeral.
I love
it. It's very fun. Some people are very creeped out and they're like, I don't really like this. I like the vibe we're putting out here.
But imagine if he died the day after.
That would have felt bad about that.
No, but, that would be great.
It would have been great. But it was very nice.
Now we would be able to predict people's deaths.
I think it's a beautiful thing. I think the living funeral is beautiful just to tell people you appreciate them and how you feel about them.
Yeah. I didn't know Anthony Bourdain touched so many, like this many people on such a deep level. You know why? That's your fault, people.
Yeah, people.
If he affected you this much and you didn't tell me until after he died, there's a share button on everything for a reason, folks.
I hear that. You're right about that.
All right, guys, we kicked everyone out of the room for a second. We want to quickly talk directly to you with no interruption and say thank you. We asked you yesterday to hit the subscribe button on My Opening Line and give us 5 stars, and a bunch of you did. And it makes a huge difference to us. And for those who haven't joined this fantastic group of people, please do it now. It's free, It only takes a couple of seconds, if that, and it helps the show.
But everyone has to do it at the same time. So please, if you haven't hit that 5 stars, do it now at the same time as everyone else listening. The timing really matters.
Hit subscribe for My Opening Line and 5 stars right now. Thank you. Donald Trump is saying he is considering pardoning Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in case anybody doesn't know, Muhammad Ali is not in trouble for anything.
I thought he was dead.
Kendi even thought he was dead.
I mean, he is dead.
All right. So dead. Muhammad Ali is dead.
Uh-huh.
And Trump is thinking about pardoning him.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, you know, and he didn't want to go to the draft. That didn't end up a mess. He didn't die being owing this country a single thing, to be clear. So I would like to announce that I'm going to pardon all the soldiers from D-Day.
Oh, hey,
yeah, because
nice.
I'm sorry, but I think they're heroes. They're these kids getting off that boat, being shot to death right away. Everybody gets a pass with me.
No, you just turned my mind around about that. They are heroes. I agree.
I'm
sorry.
Are they war criminals? Not to me.
Not to you.
They're superheroes.
That's beautiful.
They're superheroes.
I'm going to cry.
How did he even start thinking about Muhammad Ali? He died 2 years ago.
He pardoned another, what did he, I think it was another like famous black person, and he got like a little bit of credit for it.
Oh, so he got
high. Think he liked like people liking him a little bit. So he's like, oh, what about that? He's a fucking idiot. So
seems like a genius to me now, doesn't it?
It is the smartest thing he's done.
I am going to pardon Lady Liberty. Now,
beautiful.
Maybe you're thinking that ain't right.
Yeah.
But where I come from, justice is important, especially proper justice.
I agree.
Forgiven.
Camden wants that statue. She says, no statue. So take that bitch down.
That's right.
Put her in the ocean. She's done.
The music festival Bonnaroo is going on, and Eminem was performing, and in his music, he put realistic gunshot sounds. And it freaked people out because this is what's been happening at festivals. Real gunshot sounds.
Damn, man. Come on.
Yeah, he's got to get the crowd back like, oh, guys, okay. Shit.
Yeah, but then you also have to mention like the actual shootings and the killings.
Fuck.
You know?
But I got some buddies there on mushrooms. They must have freaked the fuck out. I'd have lost my goddamn mind. Holy shit. That's terrifying.
I think everyone's on mushrooms there, right?
Yeah. Now that I think about it, if I ever went, I would not be on mushrooms because I'd lose my shit.
I always hated when I was younger, there was a Biggie song that started with a beeper sound.
Yeah.
And it was the sound of my beeper ringing. And so every time that Biggie song came on the radio, I'm like, come on, Biggie.
Yeah.
I also hate, there's a song that I've been listening to recently. I forget the name, but it has a siren in it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what the fuck? Come on, right? You're trying to freak people out. You're trying to have fun.
You will catch me every time that song comes out, like looking to the right and left, like where's that siren coming from?
It's not.
I'm working on something I call the phone call song. And it's all the different phone calls.
That's fun.
Sounds.
Just might give us a little preview.
Do, 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 do.
Bordering? Bordering? That's good.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
There's like 32 of them.
That's fun as hell, dude. I'll buy it out.
Right? That could be a good song.
I like it.
With the music I'm hearing, it absolutely could be. An off-duty FBI agent dropped his gun during while he was doing a backflip. You can find this video online on the dance floor of a Denver bar, then accidentally shot a fellow partygoer while scrambling to pick up his piece. So he does a backflip. Yeah. The gun falls out. He embarrassingly quickly goes to grab the gun. As he grabs the gun, it goes off. This is an FBI agent. Nobody's trained more FBI with a weapon than the FBI.
Yeah.
If we don't understand how dangerous guns are yet, and you're telling teachers are going to have some super secret training program. This is an FBI agent. Yeah. Didn't know how to pick up a gun off the ground.
It was hilarious. I saw the video, and he picks it up, and after the gun, he like the shot goes off, and he's just like, he tries to like sneak back in the crowd. It's like, no, dude, you shot somebody, man. You gotta and then stand your ground on this one.
Tell me if this is weird or not weird, because I found it weird, but I'm not very comfortable with guns, and I always feel like people put it in their pants, and I'm like, that's so close to your part.
It's very scary.
He put it right in his pants in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Now you more grew up around guns than I did.
Yeah, not like handguns, like hunting guns that you can't fit in your pants.
I see.
So you can try it, but
See these pictures. It's people trying to make a point about the Second Amendment, and it's always the dumbest people. It's your Tommy Lawrence, who we were talking about. Somebody splashed water at her the other day, and there's a picture of her, and she puts it right in the front of her pants by her vagina.
Yeah.
And I'm like, All you're teaching me is you don't know proper gun control, gun handling, gun safety. You're an idiot.
It's not right.
I guess the answer is to just get hunting rifles.
Just get hunting rifles. Sling them on your back. Yeah, man. I've never seen somebody shoot their dick off with a hunting rifle.
Growing up with
guns. Not to brag, I could.
I believe it. I believe you could.
Growing up with guns around, were people mishandling it? Because in the videos I see, and I guess, you know, people who are idiots put up these videos, the what do you call that? The backfire gets to people and like all these kinds of, it seems like they're not ready to shoot.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see a lot of mishandling, I guess. I remember like a few of my mom's boyfriend had hunting guns and they didn't even go hunting that much. They just wanted to like seem cool.
Did you find it to be a thing? How come you didn't get involved?
I didn't give a shit. They gave me a BB gun when they tried to like, you know, butch me up when I was a boy. And I would just like, I wouldn't even actually shoot. I'd be like, psh, psh, psh. I just like play with it. I was scared of everything. So I didn't want to shoot things. I shot a squirrel one time and it really made me feel bad. So.
Shot it dead?
I shot it dead. Well, I shot it and it wasn't dead, and then I like had to shoot it again to kill it, and I didn't feel great about it. So.
And then ran back home, watched little James Dean make things right.
Did you get made fun of because you weren't into gun culture?
Yeah, he was called a wagon.
It's called a wagon. That's a good trick. I guess that is. That's brilliant.
The answer is no, Casey.
My mom's boyfriend, everyone would like try to, you know, I was like a little girly boy, so like they would try to make me tougher all the time. Make me play sports. I'm not good at sports. I don't care about shooting. Okay. People picking on me all the time. I don't give a shit. I just want to like watch wrestling and hang out, watch Dawson's Creek, you know, look for the love of my life. That's what I was doing when I was a boy. Just being a sweet little fat baby.
I mean, how many times do we have to have these, you know, people that should be trained? Cops, sheriff, military, come into schools to show gun safety and they shoot somebody. Yeah. They shoot the ceiling at best.
How?
Unless that was part of the lesson, but it never is.
It never is.
I read the whole article on those ones.
It's fucked up.
The agent pounces after the weapon, but while picking it up, he accidentally squeezes off a single round. You know, why would you pick it up that way? The shots, even if there wasn't a safety on the gun, the shot struck a man in the lower leg before the agent tucked the gun back into his holster, threw up his hands, and sheepishly hurried away from the dance floor.
Yeah.
That means he doesn't even know how to respond to his gun going off. Like, if you were in line of duty, you would just be like,
This is like a Mr. Bean scenario. This guy is fucking crazy. This is like the start of a hilarious movie.
Yeah, I feel like anyone out, like, I don't know a lot of people with guns, but anybody else with a gun would just be like, a better response than that.
Yeah, I would not do a backflip with a gun. I'll tell you that much. But he did land it. It was cool.
It's a slapsticky movie, but then he really does kill somebody. He's got to deal with a murder.
Right.
That's hilarious.
The unidentified victim was treated at an area hospital for non-life-threatening injuries.
Yeah, but you could, I mean, in the leg, like, there's so many spots in the leg where you're just fucked for life.
Yeah, they're one of those veins. Like, that football player got shot in the leg and he just bled out in his house.
Your Achilles heel is just, like, tiny, and then you can't do the things you used to do.
It's fucked.
The agent was taken to the Denver police headquarters, eventually released to the FBI. No charges have been filed. Why would they be? The incident remains under investigation, but I'll tell you what, I saw the video. Investigation done.
Yeah, I know. Open and closed case.
I investigated it.
Should he be able to
carry
a gun at all?
I thought you were going to say stay alive. Should he be able to carry a gun? No.
Should he be able to be in the FBI at all, even pushing papers?
No, why? No. Other people want that job. Other people want to work in mail rooms too.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. That's the one thing you got to do is not shoot people. You know? Just why are you out dancing? What the hell is going on? This whole story. What the hell is this guy up to?
Honor to be able to work for the government, right?
It's an honor. It's a privilege.
So, no.
I agree. You can get yourself another job.
This is one thing we all agree on.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
I know. Let's come together.
By the way, speaking of this, the Second Amendment, what a weird fucking... First of all, we have a lot of problems now when it comes to the amendments and specifically the Bill of Rights, because back in the day, it was a different time.
Yes.
When they have an amendment about taking someone to court if what you're owed is over $20.
They
didn't know about inflation, these slave fuckers. So...
joke.
No, you take what you want, leave the rest, right? So seriously, they were
slave walkers.
They were godlike.
Very cute.
So way back then, yeah. You know, they didn't even have periods. If you look at some of these amendments, yeah. It's all commas and semicolons. These idiots.
Mm-hmm, it's true.
And we can't understand a fucking goddamn word.
It's unbelievable.
And why would you have the name another amendment that's state by state the way the Second Amendment is? Mm. You're not driving through Pennsylvania and you can have opinions about whatever you want, you know, and then you get to Ohio and no longer is there freedom of speech.
Yeah, yeah.
But the gun laws change state to state.
Mm-hmm. Well, weed laws change state to state.
Well, what amendment is weed
in the Constitution? Right. I think it's the
14th. Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know?
Yikes.
I don't know.
And this is how archaic this Constitution is, or the amendments, any of it. So the First Amendment, you know, freedom of speech and freedom of religion, okay? Second Amendment is this stupid thing. A well-regulated militia, you know, well-regulated.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Sixpack, you're not well-regulated.
Yeah.
And you're not a militia. And then there's more stupidity to it.
And also, speaking of, I know everyone always mentions, or someone always mentions this, guns were different. Guns were, you had to pack it, you had to put like a long thing and, you know, put it in there. You get to shoot one time, then you got to reload and that takes a while. So it wasn't these automatic.
Right, but how is it, right, so but we're not going to get anywhere with that. So, but just how is this, you're right, in however you understand it, how can it be state by state? Then you get to the Third Amendment. We're only at number three.
Mm-hmm. What is that one?
And this stupid one is, no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner prescribed by the law. This is how dated this is.
Yeah,
that they had the right. A soldier just can't come into your house when he wants to.
It's great.
No. This is important. It's in the top three.
I disagree with that one. Wait a minute. Come on, boys. Come on in. Yeah,
they're allowed in whenever they want, but only to ask for dinner.
Yes, absolutely.
And then you have to comply. And if you don't have food, you have to go out. They'll wait.
Yeah, let's write all that in. I think it's just crazy. I know people with assault rifles, and it's just like, come on, dude. This isn't like a freedom thing. You just think it's fun. It's like your hobby. Play Parcheesi or something and grow up.
Here's the thing. It would be fine if, like, we can follow your gun. Just like you follow my car. Like, the government always knows where my car is. Mm-hmm. It could always pick it up if I'm not doing it right. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had my car. I mean, they look for it. Yeah. I've had my car taken away because I didn't pay, you know, a ticket on time or a couple tickets on time. But it's funny that you don't have to keep track of your gun or your bullet, when you used it, where it stowed, who you gave it to. So I can buy a gun, it's not registered, and I give it to you. You lost control of where the gun is.
Wow.
That's nuts.
It's nuts.
An off-duty Manhattan cop found himself behind bars after he threatened his girlfriend with a gun during a fight in their Queens home.
Oh, my Lord.
The officer is 40 years old, a 7-year-old veteran in the department. He was arguing with his girlfriend. We don't know about what, so he took out his gun.
What part of Queens?
Yeah. So she called the police. It happened to be on his speed dial, ironically. Wow. And they came and picked him up. But that, I don't know. Now you're in jail forever, you ask me.
I'm guessing Maspeth. Maspeth, I'm looking at you.
But isn't that crazy, though?
What if
though?
It was right in this building?
It was me.
It was you too. Yeah, he can't be threatening people with guns.
I wonder how long he's going to be in jail for.
Never. He's not going to jail. Right? Nobody. These people don't get away with whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, because what is she going to do? Yes, I'd like to press charges. Sure.
Yeah,
bring that into my life.
Get the hell out of here.
Harvey Weinstein pleaded.
Casey's yes and is so.
I just agree with everything you said. I don't have any opinions on my own, so I just agree with you guys.
Harvey Weinstein did plead not guilty, of course.
Why not?
Oh, yeah. Mumbling, stumbling Weinstein.
And I can never help but think, who are these lawyers? Like, do I say, hey, I'm a lawyer, and somehow, sweetheart, you're okay with me representing criminals, but I tricked you with that. Everybody has a right, no matter how horrendous. Mm-hmm. But this happens to also be Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Do you just say, look, I'm getting $10 million fucking dollars.
Mm-hmm.
We can do whatever we want. You just can't say what I'm doing at parties, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you know me, you know that I'm in charge of this Harvey Weinstein case.
Yeah, I don't know.
How isn't game night weird?
Yeah, I think they've convinced themselves, these people, that it's a part of the law.
I get that.
It's a necessary
thing. And how do you convince your wife?
I don't know. They don't care.
They don't talk to their wives.
They don't talk to their wives. Unbelievable.
How could anybody hate you? You're right.
You're so cute.
And then I go, but then I'm thinking, yeah, I'm thinking too.
Oh, I've been thinking a lot.
Yeah. It could go, nothing set in stone. Accused child molester Woody Allen says the Me Too movement should put his name and face on posters, but in the good way.
What?
The Annie Hall director called himself a big advocate of the anti-sexual harassment campaign, despite being labeled an abuser himself.
Ask him what it is.
I should be the poster boy for the Me Too movement.
Holy shit.
He thinks it's for him. It's like, oh, me too. I want to be.
Yeah, I like posters.
I've worked with hundreds of actresses, and not a single one, big ones, famous ones, ones starting out, have ever suggested any kind of impropriety at all.
Oh my God, this man is wildly out of touch.
Is this real?
This is crazy. Why are you even why are you even talking about this?
I have an announcement. From now on, I'm doing whatever the fuck I want. And then I'm going, that's not what I did.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
And I'll put it in the newspaper, and then you guys will go, I'm confused, and then another day will pass and everything's fine.
Holy shit.
Just from now on, just get ready. I'm gonna do whatever
All right.
We're gonna really find out who I am. I believe that you're ready. I don't know that everybody else is, but you're ready.
I'm right there with you, sister. Well, let's get it.
What bothers me is that I get linked in with them. Allen's estranged son, of course, Ronan Farrow, has kept the director's name in the glare while investigating allegations of sexual misconduct against producer Harvey Weinstein. Farrow dredged up allegations by his sister Dylan in a guest column for the Hollywood Reporter, blah, blah, blah. People have been accused, this is Woody Allen, people who have been accused by 20 women, 50 women, 100 women of abuse and abuse and abuse. And I, who was only accused by one woman in a child custody case, which has been looked at.
Who finishes that sentence?
God.
It's been looked at and proven to be untrue. That's right. His lawyer did give him a lie detector test, and he passed. I get lumped in with these people. I'll tell you what. You marry the one stepdaughter, and now they think you're doing weird shit with another stepdaughter.
Yeah, what the hell?
It's like, hello?
You can't marry your daughter these days? What the fuck? Put me on a poster.
Did someone ask him a question?
Would he just start spouting? Did he just email this to the paper? What the fuck is this?
It's with he's in Argentina, and you know, they bring it up during some stupid thing, and he has an opinion instead of going, yeah, it's tough. Let me tell you how I feel.
I'm the hero of the Me Too movement, truly.
And guess who's right? He is.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's having a cigar right now?
Fucking Woody.
Who's chilling with his feet up?
Yeah.
Guess who just made another $1 million entered his bank account.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but when I'll say, like, I never found Woody Allen's stand-up funny, and I know he has an album called Comedian, and people gave me a hard time, like, Keith, this is great. And it's so fun to go, good. I told you the whole time, Bill Cosby was a bore. This guy's a piece of shit. Maybe listen to me once.
Listen to Keith for once.
Maybe.
This guy, he's making a movie every year. This is my theory. These people who work constantly, and it's like obsessively, there's something fucked up. Something's going on with you. You're doing something wrong. People are like,
are you talking to your sperm?
I'm not talking to my they aren't working at all. There's nothing wrong with them.
Just follow my sperm's advice.
I'm just saying, like, if you're working too hard, you're probably molesting somebody.
Oh my God.
So everybody needs to relax.
Oh my God.
You're a millionaire.
Anyone who's working too hard, I don't trust them. I don't trust them. They got secrets.
The family doesn't want to see them because they're up to no good.
Absolutely.
If you remember, this is from Woody Allen's stand-up album.
I got to be careful what I say about it publicly because she's suing me. I don't know if you read that in the paper or not, but I'm getting sued because I made a nasty remark about her. And she
didn't like it.
She lives on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and she was coming home late at night, and she was violated. That's how they put it in the New York paper. She was violated. And they asked me to comment on it. And I said, knowing my ex-wife, it probably was not a moving violation.
They love it. It goes on 20 seconds easily, laughter. They love it.
That's comfortable.
That's a joke,
right? Yeah. Right? Well, sorry for being woke years ago.
Yeah, you're great, man.
Never liked him. I really am.
Casey, just hang out with me.
I'm just going to stay here. I'm going to move in.
God, everyone wants to have Casey in his pocket now. Like, right, Casey? Yeah, man, you've been right all this time.
Oh, buddy, you've been killing it, dude.
With Miss America, the nearly 100-year-old contest announced that it's taking the beauty out of beauty pageant by scrapping its skimpy bikinis and sparkly gowns and no longer judging contestants on their looks.
Shut the fuck up and sit down. Everybody in that whole fucking industry, just sit the fuck down. Already for years, you were trying to tell us that it's a scholarship fund. Trump's involved. Like, oh, you have so many negative things against you. Like, this is a hot girl contest. Fine, it's a hot girl contest. Miss America. Like, what a fucking joke. It seems like this is the announcement. Like, hey, guys, this is our last year. Fuck us.
Right. Yeah. But is it going to be like The Voice and I turn around? It's like, holy shit. I didn't even know Miss Utah is dog ugly. I liked her points. We do have to communicate more.
Yeah, I don't know.
Of course, it's a beauty contest.
Yeah.
It's still going to be.
What else could it be? Best essay? This time you read the contestants on screen.
I don't know. These people really liked it. I want to talk to these girls. See what they, do they really enjoy doing this? But or look, what is it?
To me, it's not the girls. To me, that girl, like whatever girl is in there had like worked really, really hard to get there. Did like placated to the rules and
had to find out what Vaseline goes on the teeth,
honestly,
but
yeah.
that you could swallow and not die. There's a lot of things to it. How do you tape the clothing to your tits without tape showing, without there being lumps? There's a lot of stuff for years and years because styles change. What's the latest way to throw up today?
But I don't know. I think as a woman, if you're way into money and like if you know that you can be this kind of good looking, then you use that for your finances, for your life. You use it in your like these people have to respond to people. So they're like a PR, like constant PR. So everyone expects them to be poised, sweet, always made up, always saying the right thing, you know, whether it's smart or not, like it always has to be like cordial and wonderful. And it's just one avenue that they're allowed to be in. It's not them. It's the system of you look like this. Here's a couple tracks for you, you know, and everything else will be way harder. And we're still going to consider the way you look anyway. But, you know, do whatever. It's a free country.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I was talking to a friend about this last night about the different like waves of feminism and how they kind of conflict about things like this. Like, I think one would say that like using your, you know, looks to, you know, get money and stuff like that is kind of circumventing the system, kind of using it in your favor. And one would say it's kind of degrading women. So like,
it is degrading. Everything is about this stuff. Just FYI, everything is degrading to women. So if I look a certain way and you want to do that, then that's the way I'm going to be degraded. You think this is not a degrading industry? Gross. Oh,
come on.
The hosts have to watch now. They can't go. And now, Miss Main, and by the way, you look adequate. I want to ask you.
Adequate.
I wonder, you know, now everyone's allowed in because they can't judge. In fact, everyone's going to be behind something. So the stage will be empty except for the host. You'll never see the contestants because we really want to be fair.
All right. My opinion is that the voice modulator will let us know that.
Who doesn't want to be empowered, says Gretchen Carlson, the chairwoman of the Miss America organization. They learn leadership skills, pay for college, to be able to show the world who you are on the inside.
That's stupid.
That's what we're judging them on now.
There is a way to judge the insides. College. They're judging plenty.
Yeah, what's the point of all this?
Rather than strutting around in swimsuits, pageant hopefuls will now participate in live interactive session with the judges, which I love. If there's more talking by them, yes. Absolutely. Each participant will highlight her achievements and goals in life. They played the flute. They'll talk more about that. And instead of the evening gown segment, contestants can now outwardly express their self-confidence in evening attire of their choosing while discussing how they will advance their social impact initiatives. So ladies, now you can wear anything you want, not just an evening dress.
Yes.
I'm going to guess you should still wear an evening dress if you want to win. But now it could be anything.
Can you imagine the one that comes out in jeans and a backwards hat?
Yeah, that'd be hot as hell. No shirt.
Look at my insides, you guys.
Look at my insides. That's gross.
The change comes after months of organization CEO and top executives resigned over leaked emails that revealed them making lewd and sexist comments about past winners. Yes. but it also follows almost a century of controversy and debate over whether the pageant empowers or degrades women.
In other words, they've been panicking for a while. This is the garbage that they decided on. Good luck to them. They're crossing their fingers, and a lot of them are handing their resumes to new places.
Yeah.
This is absolutely true. And I saw the video first, and I thought it was some kind of joke. But this is a true story. A Saudi Arabian fashion show sent clothing down the catwalk on drones instead of women.
What the?
So that men in the audience didn't get aroused during Ramadan. Organizers draped Dolce & Gabbana threads on hangers attached to the gadgets, which were thrown up and down, were flown up and down a runway at a Ritz-Carlton.
Oh my God, that's wild stuff, man.
Because I can see, it's because I can still get hard.
Yeah, why? Robots are hot as hell. Why don't they want these people getting horny over there? Come on, just let people be horny a little bit. I don't understand. They had this big, I'm a wrestling fan, they just had this big, huge event over there. It was actually a big deal because they weren't allowed to like be there. And it was basically like this rich, like the prince just gave all this money to make his dream matches, but like women weren't allowed to wrestle. I don't think women were allowed to be there. And Al-Qaeda threatened this Saudi prince because of this wrestling event and said, like, you're allowing this Western culture into our shit. It's also fucked up. It's like, come on.
What did the fuck? Do it anyway?
Yeah, they did it. Yeah, they did it anyway.
Whoa.
They made him a lot of money.
Did you get to watch it?
I watched it, yeah.
Yeah?
It sucked, but I watched it.
It sucked.
I made my girlfriend watch it when we were staying in a cabin in Vermont on mushrooms, actually.
Oh, God.
Which is kind of rude on my part. But then we watched 2 hours of Beyonce videos, so we balanced it out.
You guys really know how to compromise.
She's a great performer. She really is. Probably the greatest alive today.
By the way, don't forget keithandgirl.com/forums. Drop by, say hi. Each show has its own thread. You can talk about, hey, I like Casey being agreeable.
Thank you.
No, I don't like that you had a thoughtless brick on your show. I don't. Whatever your opinion is.
Who said something?
I couldn't even imagine. But if somebody has this thought, they let it out and it creates discussion.
Sure.
And what's more important now more than ever, right?
Discussion.
I saw our own Hemda writing on our forums.
What'd you write?
I use the forums, you know. Really? It's available to me.
How about that?
She wrote, so sad is the topic.
Sad news.
Sad news. Sad news. Sad news. And so I read it and I'm like, maybe I should know this.
Yeah, probably.
Right? I'm not sure how to bring this up, so I thought I'd start here on the forums. My stomach is turning as I write this. Baby Butt and I are separated. I haven't brought it up on the show because I'm not ready to talk about it yet, so it feels weird to bring up, but it's also hard to be in the dark about this. So, you know, to always be, you're lying, basically, right? Mm. One way or another. I know I've done that. I figure I put this here for a minute, take baby steps, and keep coming out with this. And I was shocked.
This is how I told Keith, by the way.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is wild.
I'm like, hey, can you check for grammar errors on this? Because I'm about to hit send on this.
Oh, my God.
I see. I'm watching him read it, and I see where he got to separated. His eyes were like, huh.
And then he
went back to normal real quick. Like, don't make it weird.
Wow. So this is a new thing.
Yep.
Looking back, you know, it's one of these things you can't help it. You're like, did I know? Did I know? Right?
Oh, I thought you knew. Oh, God. Yeah. Keith, I was like, I was thinking you went home like every night going, when is this fucking bitch going to tell me? Like, oh, I know already. I thought you knew for a minute. Since the whole time.
You mentioned some time ago you guys went through something, but the way you say it sounds like you got over it. But then I'm also thinking, you know, if I have game night or poker night, you never bring Hennessy around. Mm. Or you never say Hennessy's busy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know. I was like, right. He's not even, and you didn't even include him in the invite. And I'm like,
At this point, no, I didn't. Because just at this point, you know, I always say, you always know your partner's obviously invited. And all right, I'll quit asking.
Right. I figured it was either one or the other, but I was like, he's not saying anything. I don't say anything. In fact,
kind of figured either I knew or didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. One or the other.
I really did think that you knew. It was like 2.5 weeks ago. And I took my ring off like right away, and then I just to like even see what it feels like, and then I mistakenly left it off, like I was in my house for that, and I left it off, and then I came to the studio and I didn't have my ring on, and I'm like, well, I guess I'm gonna have to talk about it if somebody notices. And I'm like, and then what we did is so
your
funny.
Ring is also a clever puzzle piece. So to me, I'd be like, all right, you realize it's jabbing the shit out of you and you took it off, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I see. Well, not a lot of people look at that hand, but when they do, they do.
Right.
And then I, And that day we recorded, holy shit, I'm just like, this is crazy, okay? Because I was telling Hennessy, like, I'm not going to say it yet. You know, I want to give us, like, a minute to breathe and all that stuff. But we put out a show called something like, Is It Over?
Oh, wow.
And we just, for the first couple days after, we were putting out stuff that I'm like, oh, should I warn him that this is not, like, the coming out? Because everything was labeled, like, the end is here, or like breakups are hard, or right. whatever.
Coincidentally, you're saying.
Just coincidentally.
Yeah. I'm single now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
Christ. You done me wrong.
Yeah. Wow. All of that stuff. And I'm just like, no, I need to let it, you know, play out.
Right. How long were you together?
Total. Nine years.
Nine years. So, I mean, the good news is I have to assume that it was more good than bad. So that's a long time, right?
Oh, I'm heartbroken. Right. It was... To me, it was just, it was only good. I mean, it wasn't, but this is why I can't talk about it yet. Like, I am heartbroken. This isn't just easy, but it's also, you know, I have to. It has to be this way.
Now, that's the big weed supplier, too, and you're going to need that more than ever. So, we still have Xerxes, right?
I don't know what he gave me an ounce on the way out.
Oh, that's nice. Parting gift for 9 years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, this is tough. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
If you take the ring off now, does that make it official? Like, is this a separation in that supposedly you can work something out, or because it doesn't sound like that to me?
We have gone to therapy the last 2 weeks, but we've been separated for both of those 2 weeks. I don't know why we're in therapy now. I'm just like, I told the therapist, I'm like, either you're going to tell me there's a reason that we shouldn't break up, or you're going to help me separate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. But I think either way, I don't want to revisit this for a year. Like I need to
revisit you two being together.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because I need to separate and see what's up.
When you say separate, is it physical? Are you both in the same building?
No, I told them to leave.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. So that's hard because it's not like New York apartments are very cheap.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
Right. Is it now, are Andrea and I to blame a little bit? Because
yes.
We're telling you all these dating stories.
Mostly Andrea, I would say.
Right. A little too much, right? I was talking, like when me and Casey are saying the fun parts of dating.
Yeah.
Did you used to be sad and be like, yeah, I'm missing out on that?
Yeah, all I want to do is participate. No, I don't want to date, like at all. No. I just think that that's because I thought about it, I'm like, wow, 9 years, last time I was, quote, dating, it wasn't like this, and none of it seems exciting to me, like none of it. Yeah. Hi, Andrea.
Do you need the suicide hotline?
No, I already called it. They suck.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you call recently?
No.
Carrie Graves.
I called when, like, we were having problems last year, and I called.
Carrie Gravenson was saying that she called the suicide hotline, this is years ago, and they said, go shopping. Shopping makes you feel better. It's like, why would you just assume shopping
just
makes you feel
better? Yeah. Right.
I saw that as somebody saying, like, that's something you should do is go shopping. What if you have any money and that's why you want to kill yourself? What the hell? It's going to make me even sadder.
No, they're saying, no, still kill yourself.
No. Just buy some shoes.
Just help the economy first on the way out.
God damn.
Is the saddest thing that it's so fun to call somebody baby butt and feel like you have to retire that? Because I think if you're blaming the other person, you're allowed to hold on to cute names like that.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I'm going to hold on to.
There you go. Because you know, my little cute thing, you have the heart, right? And it's the less than sign in the number 3.
Aww.
So I came up with, no, I love you more. I love you, the less than symbol in number 4.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. And I don't think my wife ever got that. In fact, one time I played this game with guests. You know, you'd be here, your girlfriend would be here, and you'd write on a piece of paper the number 1 through 10, how much you love each other, turn it upside down, then we compare. And it turned into something very, very exciting.
Who would say less than 10? What the fuck?
people were oddly honest.
Jeez.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
That's rough.
And it, you know, it helped them reach the inevitable conclusion they shouldn't be together.
What's the lowest you ever saw somebody write down?
I've seen sixes compared to eights, and that's caused fights. Yeah. So somebody did that to me, and I'm like, yeah, okay. So I write down my cute less than 4 symbol. Nobody understood what I was saying. I'm like, don't worry about it. It's a cute thing we have. Well, they started making jokes. So you love her less than four, and it offended her,
wow,
affected her, and said, people are going to think you only love me four. And I'm like, what is that? What? So that never really took off the way I was hoping it would. Sure. But now I'm holding on to it.
It's yours.
That doesn't get wasted. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I can't wait to for your less than four next person.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Let's make Hemda's announcement about you.
Well, now you know, you think about it. And it's like, do I have to ruin baby butt? Now, what is more clever, more beautiful than baby butt?
Oh, God. I'm so over that fucking nickname. Hoorah.
I'm glad you get to get over it.
Oh, I feel great. I hate pet names. So this is working out good
for me.
Oh,
really? That's funny. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what you were talking about when you came and you said a baby butt. And I was like, what the fuck? We're talking about here for a minute, and then I'm like, oh no, this is serious.
I agree.
Cat ran away or something. What were you gonna say something to me?
Oh, who knows?
Would you consider marriage again?
What, right now? I'm not even considering marriage right now. I'm not even considering my own marriage.
I see.
No, never, but I want to say I never considered it. I did because I was trained to, but once I got out of my training, I don't consider marriage. Like, I don't want it. Like, the goal is not to get married. I didn't get married because eventually I wanted to get married. I got married because I feel like he's family. Mm. So I didn't
even think of that. This father-in-law that you're in love with.
Oh yeah, no, I'm keeping them.
Seriously.
Oh yeah.
That's crazy to me.
No, I've been on the phone with them. Like, they inviting me over. I'm gonna go shooting with my father-in-law.
Wow.
Whatever that is.
Oh, that's real smart.
I went there, but
yeah.
Yeah, give you a gun. This is real smart.
I know, we're gonna have to go separately to Utah.
Oh my God.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going.
Andrea, what are we thinking about this, Andrea?
They're my parents.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, this is crazy. And that is your right, according to the amendments I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if
that's what I told them when I got married. I'm like, well, because people
are
like,
yeah, but that's pillow talk.
No, it's not. When people
pillow talk,
I'm always going to be with your family. So oh, I know.
When people ask me what's different after I got married, I always said nothing except for my in-laws can't escape me now because they're mine.
Right.
And they promised. So I married them. I'm going to keep that.
Yeah.
No, it's mine. I don't have parents. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you get the parents.
Yeah.
So when my wife said, you know, So when my mother-in-law said, hey, we're still going to, you know, keep in touch and stuff, maybe there was a chance? Because to me, that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, Hemda's actually close with her in-laws, and you're not. You didn't seem like you were that close with Kat's family at all. Is that inaccurate?
That sounds right to me, knowing you.
Yeah. Very astute. You're smart. You know
you're smart.
You
smart,
and you know what's going on. You pretend you don't. You know everything.
I know everything's happening. Mm-hmm.
Are you excited for the big bad world of dating?
Oh my God.
It's going to be a motley crew. We're all single now. We're going to go on bars. Let's get matching jackets.
I do want to be part of your crew.
That's yes. Right. Did you do this just to feel included in our in our single world?
We could have calmed down, yeah.
I've been so jealous. It seems so great.
It's great.
Yeah.
I'm doing well.
I am not going to go on any apps. I'm not going to go on any dating sites. I wouldn't hit on me. Oh my goodness.
That's
part of why I want to keep wearing the ring. I don't understand like what even to do now if I would get hit on. I feel like I'd punch you by accident.
By accident.
Because sure. What? Because you have so much thoughts about relationships, it would be annoying. You would just break down crying on a first date.
Who am I dating right now? Like, the love of my life didn't work out. But next, like, I'm sure it'll work out with whatever fuck face is like. And also, I've had a chance to think about this for a minute. And of course, like, you know, I'm seeing Keith and Andrea date, and it's a different world because even when people come in here, we're not like assholes about it, but it's everyone's a consideration all of a sudden. So I'm like, let me just like play the consideration game. I hate you all.
Well, that's offensive.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I
went very attractive.
Yes.
It's your kimono, I think. Uh-huh.
Like, I was just like, ew, just ew, just all of this. Just everything everyone says. No, I don't want to be on a date with you. No.
Do you have other friends in common? Because this father-in-law thing is crazy to me. So with that said,
everyone's in common. Yes, everyone.
And what?
And they have their own relationship with him. And like, I don't think it's easy to break up on a giant level. I hope everyone keeps whatever relationship they have with him and with me. And the only thing that I'm nervous about is we have an annual camping trip, which.
Well, you got to go to that, right?
No, but it's 3 months from now. So I'm only worrying about today.
When you mentioned in the past going camping solo.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing that pretty soon. I just need a tent.
It's were
you,
terrifying.
Were you together or not together?
We were together. No, I was going to do that regardless. Okay. Yeah.
Just going to go in the woods by yourself?
No, not in the real woods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. God damn, like camping where it's like a state.
Central Park.
Ah, Central Park.
Do you want to date animals now?
I'm hearing you can marry a dog.
Yeah, I know a guy.
Well, that's like the worst thing.
I can hook you up.
Watch your fucking dog.
All right.
Well,
I'm sorry, Hemda, for that.
Thanks.
We're very sorry.
Yeah. And I'm eligible and attractive.
So. Oh.
And you know where I live.
And that is the number one way to hit on me.
Wink.
That's it. I'm eligible and attractive. So.
I have.
Balls in your court.
I'm preparing you for how male guests are going to play it.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, my God.
A lot of creeps in here.
Mm-hmm. What do you think that? I see. I don't want to. I think that's going to be funny.
What, having a male guest? I don't. Yeah. Like we were talking about this the other day. Whenever a male guest hits on you, everyone's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Not. It's just like, I mean, not that. I guess it's female guests will hit on you, Keith, in like a jokey way, but sometimes they're a little bit serious. But when a male guest does it with you, it's just like, get out of here.
To me, it always happens in defense of something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it never happens in a nice way. Like, oh wow, I didn't realize that. You know, I find you attractive. It's usually like I say something and we're kind of in a fight, mm-hmm. and then they go, well, now I want to fuck you, and I'm just like, well, yeah. Great world to be in. Well,
but you don't want to date. You're saying great. You don't want to deal with men is what you're saying.
I don't know one good one. Casey, good for you. I don't know. Keith, no, I'm not even vouching for the two of you. No,
no
offense.
Great. We're terrible. Keith won't say it, but I'll say it. Yeah.
You're smart and you know what's going on and I like it.
I did get worried for a minute. I didn't want to say it on the show because I don't, like right now I have the freedom to interact with men or whoever on the show, and they assume that I'm kidding, they assume that I'm like separate, they assume that I'm not, you know, going to really,
sure,
you know, and I don't even really go there with the sex jokes with guys, but now I'm afraid that like I gotta watch what I say more, but you know what, fuck it, it's my life, it's my world, here we go,
live it, sister.
Do I take off this ring? I don't know, don't answer that.
So yeah, so what is it? You just that'll tell you, hey, it really is over if you take it off, or it's you're saying you're letting other people in.
That's
and they should have to know otherwise.
I can't tell if this is true or not, but it seems to keep people away from me at least a little bit, and I think I just need that minute right now. So anyone who would respect a ring is going to. So
yeah,
that's I'll work with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what
just
if you
for now? I don't know.
What if so that you find closure? You take that ring off and you put on another ring. Of some kind.
Well, anytime you have a ring on this finger, it's assumed that you're married.
Right.
So I was thinking of putting it on the other hand, but that's not the point. I don't mind appearing married in the outside world right now.
Because you don't want to deal with...
No, I understand that.
Yeah. I do mind it in here because I speak about my life in real time and in realness, and I've been needing to like go around that, and I don't want to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah.
But it doesn't somehow keep you from moving on or keep you sad having that ring. So it's not going
to
matter.
I don't know. I don't know yet. I'm trying to figure out how I'm sad. It just like comes out of nowhere.
If you took the ring off right now, would you break down crying?
I would like 5 more seconds of you guys staring at me and I'm going to break down.
Yeah,
like,
no, you don't want to look at
me. Take it off! Everyone's just staring at me.
This is Keith's comfort.
Yeah. That's another thing I waited to tell Keith because he kind of likes this. I know that you're not that cruel, but you kind of like it.
There's nothing about it that I like.
Okay.
Because if anything, it would just make you upset at me. You wouldn't be more happy with me, right? Mm-hmm.
Why would I be upset with you?
It'd be like, something terrible happened. So you're going to be in a bad mood. I want you in a good mood always, right? I work with you.
Yeah, okay, that's
so
fair.
So work it out, okay.
Have I seemed like I was in a bad mood the last couple of weeks?
You yelled at a customer service person at Apple pretty bad.
They fucking deserved it.
They did, but woo! Oh, really? Were you leaning into that? Holy shit.
There is a certain point where you just hang up and give up, right?
Yeah.
If you can't help me, then you can just tell me someone who can help me.
Oh my God.
Why would you tell me? You're known for good customer service. I'm here to tell you, you're not here for good customer service because this is not good customer service.
That's intense. Let me tell you why that happened. I was on hold.
I know why.
No, but just for the record,
sure.
they already did something bad, and I was typing with them on chat online, and they said, okay, let's make this right. Is now a good time to call you? And I said, yeah. They call me. I swear to God, they're like, okay, but it's not a good time for us. They kept me on hold for an hour.
And you said, you made a promise. Apple!
You lied to me.
So nothing matters. Got it.
Mm. And I said, do you want some tea or maybe a glass of water?
No, I'm not ready to talk about a Google phone or an Android option. This just happened. No,
it's true. While I was on the call, they're like, actually, we're known for our customer service. I got livid. Yeah. I was like, are you really telling me while I'm mad at you that you're good at customer service? Put someone else on.
Holy shit.
And I look over at Andrea, and she's never scared of me. She's one of the few people that is just like, what the fuck ever? Where I've gotten like the scared eyes from a lot of people, and I'm like, Andrea's scared of me right now. This is the first time. She's just kind of trying to pretend to type. Like, oh, yeah, this is normal. We're in the same room, and that's
taking a call with a phone facing the wrong way. I have to go outside to take this call.
God damn.
Listen, they're being dickheads, but also...
You should have seen me at the Apple store. By the time I was done, two people were hovering over me so I don't leave because they wanted my signature because I was like, fuck you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, you're leaving happy? You have to sign
something?
Yeah,
it's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Fuck you and fuck this payment. And they're like, well, you have to bet that.
Yeah. They can't be saying that.
Yeah, they can't talk. Can't talk like that.
Very condescending.
Very unprofessional.
Very. All right, Casey. Hope you're happy. That's Casey. He has an album.
Yeah, I ruined everything. I ruined everything, folks.
Casey James Salengo. Yeah. You can follow him online at Casey J Salengo, Salengo. Instagram, Casey J Salengo. And the album, like I mentioned, Wild Country Phoenix, Comedy Central Records. All right.
I've got a podcast. Can I plug that? Yeah. It's called The Good, The Dad, The Ugly. You've been a guest.
Yes.
It's fantastic. I'd love to have you on. I asked you one time. You were busy, but we'll get you in. And you can find it anywhere.
Sorry, busy getting divorced.
I know. Jesus Christ. I was getting divorced in the show. I'm fucking sick of it.
But now you have to wonder. I can't help but think, you know, let's say you know Hendon. Anything you texted her, and was it insensitive?
It is weird. Last time I came on, you were just getting divorced, and now you're just getting divorced. It feels very weird, and it's very uncomfortable, but I hope that you guys are great. And I hope I'm not a bad luck curse.
From now on, when you check our events page online, if you see Casey coming in, you know we have a big announcement.
something fucked up happened.
We need someone agreeable to just go, everything's fine.
Yeah, this is fun.
We go to Casey's wedding. We're like, Casey, we can't be fucking clearer. Anyway, you already paid for catering. Let's enjoy. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon. KeithandTheGirl.com.